Do you remember the moment you saw your first love? Rodney Hines sure does. He was 13 years old, and it was the 4th of July. His parents took him to their friend's house in Sacramento, and that's where he saw her.
Her name was Shanae Browning. I called her Cakes. When I first made eye contact with her, I was like, wow, she kind of different. I was feeling her off the dribble. You feel me? Like, even right now, I hear her voice in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got a voice that's real unique. She was Chinese black, had that long jet black curly hair.
That's Rodney Hines at Solano State Prison in North California speaking to Anthony Ivey, a producer for KALW's Uncuffed podcast. Uncuffed is a show made by people behind bars in California prisons. Their stories are intimate and personal, like this one from Hines, who tells Ivy how his childhood crush turned into his star-crossed lover.
Tell me, like, over the years, what kept y'all apart?
I'ma just say life. I don't think we was able to really have a moment.
So what was that moment when y'all did have time?
I had just paroled from prison, so I popped up on my mom's at church. I'm sitting down, and you know how prison makes you. I'm super observant about everybody who up in the church.
Looking.
Just looking. And I happened to catch her in my peripheral, so I turn around and it's her.
Like, ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And, I'm still on some old penitentiary stuff, you feel me? So I ride a kite right there.
You did not ride a kite.
I gave it to the usher and was like, can you blast that to her right there? And I see like a big old Kool-Aid smell. So we get outside and, we embrace.
And what happened after that?
What happened after that?
You got her number now. She got your number.
Yeah, bingo. Look, right? She happened to call. She said, can I meet up with you when I get off work? I'm like, it's good. I met her right there on Florida and Franklin. It was an old Rite Aid in that parking lot. I never gonna forget. You know how they say your first impression is his last? So I timed it perfect. As soon as she hopped out, I hit play on this particular song, that Avant and Kiki Wyatt. Nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you. So as soon as she stepped out, I turned it up loud and go, bam. I see them high heels, them fishnet stockings. Oh my God, you know how we be out the walks.
For sure.
Yeah. So put her arms around my neck and squeezed me, hugged me, and I'm like, ooh, okay, here we go. And later on that night, she called again. She was like, I just want to know, can I come get a kiss before I go to bed? I'm like this, you know what I mean? You only get certain opportunities once in a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? I hop in the car and blast that rugby tour. I do about 100 over here trying to get there. I'm like, oh my God, is this really happening? So it's like I'm in the middle of saying something. Next thing I know, her lips is on mine. I don't see number fireworks. You know what I'm saying? Bright lights. You know what I mean? This kiss was passionate. It was sensual. It was like from there, she put a stamp on my heart forever. Maybe a day or two after that, I ended up going on my way to prison.
I'm like, damn, after the kiss, you went to prison. How long did it take for you to like get back in touch?
I get a letter in the mail. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm thinking I'm tripping. So I open up the letter. Lo and behold, it's from Shanae.
Could you read that first letter that she wrote you?
She said, I'm just really trying to work on my relationship.
Relationship with God so he can make me into the woman that he has called. I've been into many other relationships that have failed, and when everyone left,
he remained with me. If I was presented the opportunity to be with her, I would never left her. Her letters was uplifting and encouraging. We started off as friends first. And as time progressed, our feelings, our love, and our respect, it grew more and more for each other. And I know that my letters meant something to her. She wrote me this letter back in January 2015. She said, greetings and invisible kisses and thoughts
right back at you. I just received your letter, and as always, it brought a smile to my face and thoughts to my head. I look forward to your letters. I haven't been feeling good. Back and forth to the hospital. It's been taking a toll on me. They found a hole in my heart and they said, when my heart is stressed, the blood and oxygen is not getting into my muscles. But then he says, well, even though I have a clogged artery, I don't function like I do because I can take a shower on my own and fix my bed. So it's not on top of his to-do list to do anything. They say I can't run or do anything to stress my heart out. Thank God my life is in his hands and not theirs.
My life is in his hands and not theirs.
Man, that's deep. How did that hit you when you got that letter, bro?
Like a mountain fell on me, man, because, you know, that's one of the worst things, man, especially with us being in prison, is for somebody close to us to have some type of condition that could affect their life or possibly take their life, you know what I'm saying, and you not be able to be there with them. So it hurt. It hurt deep.
What kind of relationship did y'all have?
She stayed writing, sent me bundles of pictures, and the way we engaged with each other was as if we had, like, our own little thing. It was, like, special.
And it wasn't matched.
This was the only time that, you know, me and her kind of made a left-hand turn. And this kind of hurt me, too. It hurt me bad. Man, one morning, I met up with one of my partners. And, you know, this dude, you know, he was one of them wannabe Mr. Big Shot type dude. You know what I mean? He like, hey, Seb. He like, yeah, man, you remember your girl Cakes? He like, yeah, man, I knocked her on Facebook.
When you said knocking, what do you mean by knocking? Like, for people that don't know.
As if he got her. So, without letting him see me sweat, you know, I kept my poker face on. I'm like, is that right? And when I got back to my cell, I wrote her a letter. And I don't feel good about the things that I said to her at all. To this day, it come back to haunt me. And it hurts me that I said such terrible things to such a beautiful person who didn't deserve that. She cried so bad. She told my mom about it. And my mom got at me, was like, told me how wrong I was for things I was said. It was a while before me and her even communicated again. You know, she was a very forgiving woman. She's like, you've been knowing me since we was kids. I would never disrespect you like that. And it made me reflect back. I was like, damn, you know, this dude, he always had been a snake. He got a reputation for doing this kind of stuff. So once she told me that, and she allowed me back into her life, and, you know, our communication, we was back on. You know what I mean? She was always on me about bettering myself. It's like, not savage, but I knew she cared and she loved Rodney. But I was on the phone one night with my mom. I'm like, Mom, hold on. So I click over and it's Cakes. She said, what's you doing, baby? Let me finish this up with my mom and I'm gonna holler right back at you. Finish my conversation with my mom. I dial her numbers. Phone is ringing. No answer. Call her again, just ringing. You know, that's morning I wake up and man, I call my mom, man. She tell me like, Rodney, Shanae died. And like when she said that, it was like everything like froze for a minute, and I just replayed back everything from last night. And I remember like before I told her that I was gonna call her back, She told me, she said, baby, make sure you call me back because I got to tell you something. So at that moment, I'm like, damn, like everything, it just crumbled at that very instant. And that moment, I felt alive, but I felt dead. What was that she was going to tell me? What is she going to talk to me about? And when they found her, and when they picked up her phone, my number was the last number in her phone. my voice was last voice that she heard.
That was Rodney Hines speaking to Uncuffed producer Anthony Ivey about his first love, who passed away from a congenital heart defect. Uncuffed doesn't divulge crimes, even if the information is available publicly. It's a show about spotlighting people's humanity and not focusing on their mistakes. To listen to the full story and episode, check out weareuncuffed.org.